The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Friday, the 12th of June, 2026, right here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here.
Good morning, everyone.
Sometimes we push that a little bit.
Got Alex yesterday.
Got him yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, we got so many things going on around here in the evening. And then now we're starting football. I mean, after Colt 45, so that season's over.
Right.
We picked up Simpson football.
Yeah.
So, we'll be broadcasting that. So right. And they're mainly Saturday games.
Yeah.
So, the one day that I've tried to keep out, you know, nothing going on Saturday, so I don't have to drag you guys in. So I'm going to start dragging one of you in every, I don't know, it's not going to be every week.
No.
Whenever they're not traveling.
Yeah. Right, and I guess when we sell advertising.
Absolutely. Well, no, we don't have any problem selling advertising for the football games.
Oh, the football games, right.
Yeah, this is football games. Baseball season will have ended, and football starts right behind it.
Yep.
So, you all, at least I'm keeping you all busy.
Yeah.
But everything starts at different times.
Yeah. I got a little confused last night, so. Yeah.
But you made it.
I made it.
Just, between you and David.
Just in time.
Just in time for our North State Heroes.
Right.
Yeah. And sometimes, in your defense, that we'll run best of.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's traveling and she's got a life, too. So sometimes we'll play. It's only once a month.
Yeah.
And so we'll end up playing a best of. So, no, it all worked out.
Yeah. It definitely kept me on my toes in the adrenaline pumping yesterday.
Yeah, when you got that phone call. Alex, are you on your way in? And there's just this, you know, it only takes like 1 second of silence or 2 seconds and you realize.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. Yeah. You are in the state, though, right?
Yeah. Yes, I was, thankfully.
Okay. Hey, any special days today?
Yeah, National Red Rose Day.
Okay, got it.
National Movie Night.
Whoa.
So then I'll definitely watch a movie or two tonight.
Well, you know what? We watched Project Hail Mary. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it yet, but
you know
it's
what?
On my list.
Put it higher on your list because it is just a good movie. And we rarely, you know, you watch a movie and then, you know, maybe a few months later you may say, well, go back, you know, look at it. No, we watched it one night because we rented it. It's good for 48 hours. Went back the next night and watched it again.
Oh, wow.
And thoroughly enjoyed it the second time. So much stuff's going on. And the nuances of it,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, yeah, you knew how it was going to end and all that kind of stuff. But still, the watching it the second time kind of cemented in some things.
Right.
Ryan
right.
Gosling did a great job.
I've heard nothing but great things about it.
Yeah. There wasn't a lot of, there were flashbacks in it. But the flashbacks were easy. Sometimes you get flashbacks in movies.
Yeah.
And you're not quite sure, are we here, are we there? That kind of thing.
Yeah, I get
it. But it was easily delineated.
Okay.
So you didn't have to worry about that. But yeah, I would put that up higher on your list. You know, maybe after, you know, the peacock that ate Pittsburgh. You know.
So. I've never seen that one.
You never have?
No.
Well, it's a thought.
Oh, yeah, I wonder what it's about.
Today, heat advisory, sunny and hot with a high near 107, and winds as high as 23 miles per hour gust. I hope that what that tells, when I read that to you, that it tells you how hot it's going to be, and it was hot yesterday too, that you're not going to go do something silly outside, like cut the grass at noon, take your car out into a field with high grass and your older car or truck and start it up, see how that Cadillac converter works. You're not going to go out and chop wood and get those sparks. How about this? Like they did at Texas Springs one time. Went target shooting. Down in, you know, it was safe, but the spark started the fire where the round hit the rock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't leave your dog in the car. Don't leave your kids in the car. You've already had one death this year.
Yeah, we don't.
No, not here. Not here in town, but someplace else. It was an accident. Of course, that, you know, that family's destroyed. So don't do those things. Now, tomorrow, it's only going to be 106, but the winds are still there. Sunday, 105. Monday, we've got a new one here, 108.
Yikes.
107 Tuesday, 102 on Wednesday. Now, Thursday is just going to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
Not damn hot. It's just going to be hot, 97. The lows are going to be the low to mid-70s every night. So it cools off somewhat, but it's still going to be hot, my friends, real hot. So,
I know you've been to all over the world.
Yeah.
What's the hottest location you've ever been to?
Oh, gosh. Has to be in Saudi Arabia. No, I'm sorry. It was Iran. And it was like 127,
oh, good
128.
Lord. Yeah, I went to Lake Havasu once, and it was 118.
Oh, you know.
Worst sunburn I ever got.
Yeah. 127, I think there may have been places that, but that was kind of a consistent in the 120s.
Yeah.
And it was so hot that, I mean, you had to wear gloves, you know, when you're, first of all, you put on your flak jacket or protective vest, and your equipment and your helmet, and you have your rifle and pistol and other accoutrements that you put on.
Right.
And you have to wear gloves because if you're out in the sun any time, you touch anything that's metal, you just burn yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, Humvees would just be, I mean, they're radiating heat. Never stand next to a tank because they're always constantly running. And putting off even more heat, and then you have your water pack that you carry, and the water's got to be like, you know, 99, 100 degrees. I mean, have you ever drank water that, you know, it's like drinking?
It's like boiling coffee water, right?
Well, it's warm, and I mean it's you need it, but it's you drink water that warm, and it is just it doesn't give you the refreshing flavor.
Right.
So, yeah. And it would go on like that. When I was doing contract work, I was in Iraq and middle of Baghdad, so it was hot already. But we were up on rooftops a lot. Mm. And the rooftops radiated heat. But our uniform then was like cargo shorts and t-shirts and, you know, baseball caps. So you didn't have all the gear on, but it was still that hot. And, you know, if we did our laundry in the bucket there and hung it up, you know, shorts and, you know, shirts and that kind of stuff, in probably 5 minutes it was dry. I mean, just dry. So anyway. But so when I got back here to when I moved to Redding, and I think we had like a 110 degree day.
Yeah.
And people are saying, wow, I bet, you know, sorry you moved to Redding. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm sitting in with a Hawaiian shirt on and shorts. And I said, no, because I can get into an air-conditioned car. Albeit, yes, I will burn my hands on my steering wheel. But air-conditioned car, air-conditioned rooms,
yeah,
iced tea. You know, I mean, you can escape
it, yeah,
if you have the means to do that. That's why, if you see somebody laying on a sidewalk during this type of heat, call 911.
Mm.
Get them off the sidewalk because they will burn themselves.
Yeah.
They will get second-degree burns.
Heat stroke.
Well, it's heat stroke is one thing, and you watch them drop. But if they're laying on that concrete, and feel that concrete's going to be 130.
Yeah.
So if you see somebody, my friends, laying out there, or maybe just off the sidewalk, you may want to call 911 and let them know that, you know, the person's had, you know, could be heat stroke, and you can die from that. Heat exhaustion is bad enough. But call somebody.
Dehydration,
but laying on that concrete and your bare skin is just not good. They're going to end up in the hospital for a long time. So there you go. There's our safety tips and our comments about the heat, and it could be a lot worse. But it's still going to be, it's not going to be chilly. All right, let's take our first break. We come back, I want to talk about, I went out for the Special Olympics, it's media day. We played golf yesterday. I want to talk a little bit about that when we get back. Plus, Musk and his IPO.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have got all types of information about that. And, of course, Iran has said, oh, no, we want to sign this deal now, which it seems to me I've heard that before someplace. And a few other things. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Join us at Overtime to enjoy a large variety of beer, wine, and spirits. We're doubling down with not one, but two daily happy hours. Kick your weekend into high gear and join us on the dance floor every Friday and Saturday when we have our live bands and DVJs from 9:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. For complete details on entertainment and drink specials, visit WinRiver.com. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings their signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going for broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at cascadetheater.org.
like a rhinestone cowboy. Riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:20 in the morning here on the 12th of June. Going to go up to 107 degrees, and the weather reports, which I neglected to do, say, are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned company, started that business about 30 years ago, Chuck and Judy Kenny. Now, three generations of the Kenny family are working there, providing outstanding support to their community. Many of these propane companies have been bought up by the big guys. And many of them have. And Chuck and Judy could have sold this company years ago, but they didn't. They want to provide service to their communities at a better price, better service. Highly recommend them. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. Yesterday, I participated in the annual Media Day golf event for the Special Olympics that, of course, the Reading Pro-Am is going to be this weekend, and they play Friday and Saturday, and then the pros play on Monday. So with this one, we the teams are set, so we have a Special Olympian, and each one of our foursomes or fivesomes, or in this case, when sixums that we had, which is fine. You play. I don't know if you keep score or not. I mean, but it's best. You know, it's best. It's a scramble best ball.
Okay.
So, and they put a pro. You know, one of the people that's playing going to be playing in the pro side of it, in on each team. And as you can imagine, that kind of takes the stress off me having to make a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on my team yesterday, Kevin and Bob and Sean, Marcus, and Mason were together. And Marcus is the one of the club pros out at Riverview. Really nice guy. And then, and of course, this guy could hit the ball. But then we had other players in there, a couple other players. They could slam the ball, too. And then and you had, so everybody, you know, Zen carts, you take off, and then you play for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where you are, at 12:30, you come running over to the barbecue area.
Oh, yeah.
And we have barbecue, we have hamburgers, hot dogs, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, drinks. And we talk about the Special Olympics and how the funding for Special Olympics, like 90% of it, comes from this golf tournament.
Okay.
And it's allowed them to take the Special, you know, the Special Olympics and the kids, or I shouldn't say kids, the young men and women, and participate in other sports. Basketball, gosh. So yeah, basketball,
baseball.
No, not necessarily baseball, but a number of other sports then that they can participate in. So it's a great time. It's put on by Curtis Byron and the group that they're all volunteers. The everything yesterday, even though it was warm, was really good. You know, our six pack of golfers just got along great, and the hamburgers were plump, juicy, and cooked. So, you know, that's always a plus.
Yeah, when they're cooked, yeah, that's a plus.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, sometimes they can be cooked and then just kind of sit there. No, they had it all going right. It was really, really a good time. And it was a great event, and it raises money, like I said, for the Special Olympics. And even if you don't play in the Pro-Am, which starts, oh gosh, I think it starts today. Well, I don't know where my handout is. Friday. Yeah, no, they play Saturday and Sunday and Monday. So you can donate to the Special Olympics in Shasta County. So think about that. You got another, you know, $10,000 or $15,000 laying around, or five, yeah, or even $5.
Yeah,
it all goes to a great cause. It goes to a great cause, and it is a pleasure playing with these young men and women. They are just nice. They're happy. Mason did all of our putting.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, he probably, let me see, he put it in a hole probably every hole that we played. Uh-huh. We played, I think we got nine. We were playing pretty quick. And, he'd get that putt and get it. So, yeah, it was a pleasurable event, my friends. Okay. Couple of things. Before we get to Iran, let's talk about Musk. SpaceX is going public. Priced the largest ever initial public offering, wanting to raise $75 billion at a roughly a $1.77 trillion valuation. Shares are set to start trading today. I think they're like $135. Potentially making Musk, Elon Musk, the world's first trillionaire, and turning over 4,400 current and former employees into millionaires.
Man,
you know, they had, you know, stock options and all that.
Yeah, wow.
You know, of course, SpaceX was founded in 2002 with the idea of colonizing Mars. Now, SpaceX now generates over 61% of its revenue from Starlink. The decision to go public is largely driven by a need for capital to deploy AI data centers in space using Starlink infrastructure, which Musk says will overcome power constraints on Earth. Wow.
Well,
you know, because that's a big thing, is we need the AI data centers, but they are terrible consumers of power. So he says you put them in space, you don't have to worry about it.
I guess not.
Okay. Most of SpaceX's success is hinged on designing a reusable Starship rocket to reduce launch cost and increase launch cadence. And Starship is also a leading container to carry NASA astronauts to the moon in 2028. Previously, the largest IPO of all time was 2019 listing of Saudi Arabian oil company Aramco, which raised today's equivalent of $38 billion. Now, you think about that. Roughly $1.7 trillion. Can you?
$7.7 trillion. $1.77 trillion.
And it's going to make him into a trillionaire. Now, if you know, when you talk about a trillion, you say, oh, it's a trillion. You know, we used to talk, you know, it used to be big things was millions, then billions, and now a trillion. How do you visualize a trillion?
I have a very hard time visualizing that.
Well, I'm gonna help everybody with this one. Because if you drew a line, say it was 6 inches long, and you put a million on one end and a trillion on the other end, all right, okay, line 6 inches long, where would a billion be?
Somewhere,
if a million's on the left side, you know, and a trillion's on the right side, 6 inches apart, where would a billion be?
Probably somewhere in the middle.
And there lies the problem, my friend, because that's what people believe. That's what they picture. In reality, a billion would be almost right next to the million on that 6-inch line.
Interesting. I could see that. Now that I think about it, I could see that.
1 billion is all the way on the left, crunched up against the 1 million, and nowhere close to a trillion. See, but people followed their intuition just like you did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they think it's about halfway. No, it's such a large number. It's 1,000 times more than a billion.
I can see it now.
But if I told you it was 1 million times more, you would have believed that too.
Probably.
Yeah, because we can't picture that.
You don't think in those terms.
I heard on Armstrong and Getty they were talking about this yesterday, so I found this article, and it is. The idea of how much a trillion is it's mind-blowing. And soon as we get back from this break, I'm going to show you the big differences and what a trillion really means right after these messages.
Does that make me crazy?
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Big action comes in small packages. Join us Saturday, June 20th in the Wind River Event Center
for a night of high-flying, heavy-hitting action.
We are bringing back the pro athletes from Micromania.
Tickets start at just $20 plus fees.
These micro athletes may be short in stature, but they are giants in the world of entertainment.
Keeping you on your feet, screaming from the opening bell to the main event.
For all the details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Reading 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway, that's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit reddingheatingair.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. 7:34 in the morning here on the 12th of June. And
you were talking about Elon Musk. And really quick, have you ever seen the movie Don't Look Up?
Yeah, it was a long time. Refresh me.
2021, it was during lockdown. It came out on Netflix, I think. The only reason I mention it is there is a Musk-type character in that movie, and he's doing some of the things in the movie that Elon Musk is really doing right now.
Oh, okay.
Like setting up AI in space.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. First of all, while you're thinking about this, I'm giving away two tickets to the Taste of Reading. That's right, $60 tickets. The first person to call is 530-605-4567. Taste of Reading, which is going to be this Sunday. Linda and I are going. Alex and his friend is going. Our staff is going. You need to go. Taste of Reading. Yeah, it's going to be hot. There's going to be shade, wind, and plenty of liquid hydration.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to
assets there. So, if you'd like to go to Taste of Reading, give us a call, 530-605-4567. Call us now. Okay, what exactly? Okay, a million seconds ago. You ready? A million seconds ago was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, God. Oh, you're going to get technical with
a
me.
A billion seconds ago was in 1994 when Pulp Fiction was in the movies. What about a trillion seconds? See, a billion seconds, 1994. Whatever number you're thinking about, whatever time, it's not true. A trillion seconds goes way back in the Ice Age. That's a trillion seconds to the Ice Age. Okay, let's do the old stacking pennies. First 10, then 100. Okay, you're stacking them. They all stick together. They don't fall over. It's another miracle. Okay, if you start in New York and you start stacking pennies, a million pennies is about a mile high. Then, if it was a trip, you could go from 1 billion pennies stacked together is nearly 1,000 miles. So you go from New York to literally Cape Canaveral, Florida.
Wow. Now, I believe...
Did somebody win?
Yes, Dolores.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I think I recall when I was in high school, they talked about a trillion because when I was in high school, we were about to hit 1 trillion. First time ever.
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
said you could take dollar bills and stack them all the way to the moon.
In this case... If you stack pennies, it would go to the moon and back twice. Twice. That's how many it is.
Yeah.
Now, there's an expert by the name of David Landry. He's a data scientist from Indiana University. And a psychological and brain sciences who studies the perception of abstract ideas and quantities. We are living in a world we are not built to understand.
I mean, think
about that, my friends.
In many ways, I can't argue with that.
To survive in this world, we have developed systems that are remarkably successful, except when they're not. In this case, that means shrinking gigantic numbers down to basic words that anybody can understand. A million, a billion, and a trillion. And they all sound alike.
Yeah.
They come in a list, and you're used to the list. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. What's harder to understand is that million, billion, and trillion are not like 1, 2, or 3. He showed, in a series of experiments, showed how hard it is by giving people a line similar to the one we just did. You know,
right.
If a million's on this end and 6 inches away is a trillion, where's a billion? Well, billion's right next to a million on that type of line. Even the mathematically trained academics in his lab struggled with such enormous numbers. The bigger they are, the harder they are to grasp. Despite the importance in public discourse, numbers in the range of 1 million to 1 trillion are notoriously difficult to understand. To understand a trillion, and this is a Wall Street Journal, by the way, Wall Street Journal article. If you're scrolling, you know, from a million to a trillion, you scroll and scroll and scroll, and you hit one point, about almost 1,000 more times from a million than to a trillion. 1,000 more times. So this is why when people hear, we're a trillion, you know, GDP is a trillion, or we're approaching $1 trillion in debt.
Yeah, it's more than that.
It's you can't grasp it. Now, Elon Musk is going to become a trillionaire. Now, think about this. That's not just $100 billion. This is $1,000 billion stacked on each other.
And it helps put it in perspective, but yes, it's still way too much to hash out in your brain. I mean, also thinking that our current national debt is $39
trillion. $39 trillion, our national debt.
How is that possible?
Even if they, you know, let's tax everybody. Okay, so let's take every dollar that Elon Musk makes, $1 trillion, and throw it up against the national debt. So now it's only
38 trillion.
If you took all the money of the richest people in the world, all of the money, we talk about tax. No, let's just take it all. Leave them $100 million. That's enough for anybody.
I've never seen
take
that.
All of their money. Our national debt would probably go down then to 36 trillion. Maybe.
Man.
Maybe.
No,
probably
more,
not.
More and more it makes me believe that we're going to have to
we're never going to pay
we're going to have to reset the currencies. I mean, there's no way we can.
Yeah, well, you know what? You know, in countries that do that, they're called banana republics.
Well, we're not far from that right now.
That do that.
Yeah.
You know, no. The thing is the when this thing goes active, it's going to be $135 a share, from what I understand. Now, they're going to be waiting for it to come out, and so you're going to see over the next couple of weeks, craziness. It may go high.
It was going to go up, drop. And drop again.
Yeah, it'll drop and go. But you're going to start seeing SpaceX in a lot of portfolios that people have.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Because Musk, whatever you think of him, is a brilliant individual.
Oh, yeah.
And brilliant individuals sometimes have a tendency to just annoy people.
Yeah.
Because they are so smart.
Well, he's
in
not,
what they're
he's
thinking
all,
of.
He's autistic, too.
Yeah, well, and that's a problem. That can be a problem.
Yeah.
But he, I imagine when he's talking to most people, how much patience it takes to explain things. I mean, things that he grasped, and many, many others of that level, that they grasp immediately and they come up with these ideas, having to explain it to you and me would be like talking to his 2-year-old. Here's an example.
Okay.
When I was building a urban warfare communications information system that tied into our reconnaissance and weapons platforms and everything. I worked with the Jet Propulsion Lab. I worked with the Spaceport guys down in San Diego. I worked with DARPA and all these.
Oh yeah.
The guy that's heading up our Spaceport group, that's what we call him, out of San Diego. Said, hey, I've got these two guys that have a idea on part of the communications and how we can reach. All right, I said, fine. Give us a briefing. You know, so I think the following Friday they came in with their briefing. Now it's not just me because I'm not at that level. I had two young captains with me who had just graduated out of the Monterey, got their master's in IT. Yeah, back then, from Monterey, their Naval War College.
Mm-hmm.
And one had it in communications, one had their master's in IT. Well, these guys brief us, and like 10 minutes into the briefing, all these diagrams and everything, I turned around to them, I said, you guys understand this? They have no idea what they're talking about. So I stopped the briefing, and I told Kevin, who was, headed that group up, I said, Kevin, we don't know what they're talking about. Tell them to dumb it down and bring it back to us in a week.
Right.
They brought it back in a week. And they started talking about it 5-10 minutes into it. I turned around to my captains. I said, do you understand this? And one of them says, the IT guy goes, yeah, kind of on, you know, this one part. And the communications guy goes, well, not really. And I looked up at him and I said, if you guys want to get, and they were doing it so they could be signed on to the project. I said, I'm going to give you one more shot at it, guys. Bring it back Monday. And their eyes were as big as saucers because they thought to themselves, I don't know how else do we explain it to these idiots?
Yeah.
But, I mean, these two captains, I have very bright, knew this stuff. We knew what we were building. I mean, we were combining with the work of probably 20 different scientific groups to be able to build this thing. And on Monday, they came back, and you know what? It wasn't like A is going to travel, little hand, little fingers. But on Monday, they came back after working all weekend, and, yeah, we grasped it then.
Oh, nice.
And we didn't use it because it wasn't going to fit in. But I'll always remember that these guys, they were at a level that none of us were.
Yeah, you were talking about the broad concepts, and I know we got to go to a commercial, there's this concept that's out there right now, and I think there's a lot of credence and a lot of believability. Have you heard of the term the 500-year leap?
I've heard of it.
It's basically like over the next 20 years in technology in the world, we're going to leap forward 500 years because technology is going so fast and AI is aiding that. Anyway, that's something to wrap your head around.
Well, the fact that AI is exponentially growing every day. And the thing is, more AI you get, the faster it grows.
Yeah.
Because it feeds each other. And then you get into things that, at what point, though, does the human being, the vast, 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 vast majority of us, and I'll just talk about the United States, you know, you get into other parts of the world, it is, you know, it's magic.
They haven't even seen an iPad yet in some
parts
of the
world. Haven't even seen that. You know, the idea of having, being able to write a email to somebody is something that they've never seen, or you know, maybe they won't in their lifetime.
Yeah.
But here in the United States, something that is that things that are going on, we just have a tendency to, I think, it just washes over us.
Yeah.
It washes over us because it is just too much for the average person to take in.
Yeah.
And so you revert back to the things that you do.
Yeah, right? And especially with quantum computing coming up, too.
Oh, my gosh.
No one has a grid for that.
No. These AI centers, putting them in space, what a brilliant idea if it works. And it takes away the, you know, because when they're trying to put AI centers in, cities or towns are fighting them.
Yeah.
Because of the power it takes to run these things.
Yeah.
So, anyway, okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the road, kind of from C.A.R. Gibbs, has been there 30 years. It is the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, the only place we shop for jewelry there. They built our wedding rings back 18 years ago, or 19, 18 or 19 years ago. Linda's not here, so I can say that. 18 or 19. And they have the greatest selection of jewelry at just the best prices. It's the only, like I said, the only full-service jewelry store, watch repair, stone cutting, jewelry design, all of it in one spot there at Four Winds Jewelry. You go in and get your batteries replaced in and out there in 5 minutes. And it doesn't cost much at all. Voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row. They are really a fantastic group. It's a locally owned. It's locally operated. Like I said, been there for over 30 years. It's a good business, good people. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Reading for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Reading for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at CascadeTheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Everybody calls the state Alliance.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Touch this. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNI 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Hey, Dolores, you won two tickets to the Taste of Reading. I'm giving away four more tickets next hour, my friends, and I just found six tickets. So I'm giving away, I'm going to give away four more at the eight, and during the 8 o'clock hour. You know, we're talking about how hard it is to grasp these things. You know, the exponential speed of what's happening. Well, the University of California announced Thursday, you're thinking, okay, now these are where they get trained. They should be training in this stuff, right? that it's launching a comprehensive review of its standardized testing policy. The pivot follows a massive revolt by faculty members who warned they were being forced to reteach middle school mathematics to incoming university students. Okay, that might explain why it's so hard to grasp. Board of Regents take very seriously the critical issue of college preparedness. And the UC Academic Senate has proposed a comprehensive data-driven review to support its recommendations to strengthen student readiness and success at UC. The faculty-led Academic Senate review will focus on both preparation and admissions, including whether standardized testing should be reinstated as a requirement. Remember when they did away with it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not fair. It's not fair.
Yeah.
So now they have people being admitted into the UC system that can't do middle school mathematics.
Weren't they calling it racist at one point?
It was. It was based on a variety of other things. Part of it was that the tests were not fair to people of color. They leaned heavily into the white suburban, you know, middle class schools. So, I mean, I can understand, you know, some of the reasoning behind it. UC are expected to receive an initial update on the findings in July. This is after more than 1,400 faculty members across UC campuses signed an open letter demanding a reinstatement of the SAT ACT mathematics requirement specifically for science, technology, engineering, and math STEM majors. And this petition has garnered massive institutional backing, including signatures from 7 of UC's 9 mathematics department heads. According to the faculty, eliminating standardized testing requirements has stripped admission offices of an objective benchmark, masking severe academic deficiencies in incoming classes. We now observe preparation gaps so severe instructors must reteach middle school mathematics while simultaneously teaching the material students need for science, engineering, economics, and other quantitatively demanding fields. Okay, a report exposed a near 30-fold explosion in underprepared students, revealing a number of incoming first-year students whose math skills tested below a high school level jumped from roughly 1 in 200 in 2020 to 1 in 8 over a 5-year period. Even more alarming, 70% of those underprepared students actually fell below middle school proficiency, accounting for roughly 1 in 12 members of an entire entering cohort. High school transcripts have become nearly meaningless due to rampant grade inflation, while application essays have been severely compromised by the pervasive use of generative artificial intelligence. There you go. People said this. You do away with these, and what's that going to mean for their trying to get into college and get through it?
Yeah. No wonder homeschooling is so popular.
My guest today is Patrick Gorman. He's sitting here right now. Patrick, is this a surprise to you?
You know,
I'm surprised it's taken 5 years.
I went to law school later in life, and after serving in the military and after working on like the officers training floor and working in law enforcement, and the students that were coming out of college were not prepared for law school. They would complain. I mean, like file lodge formal complaints against like the professor if they didn't tell them what was going to be on the final. I mean, they literally wanted the answers. They expected the answers, and we saw it with the bar passing rates just tanking. The bar even gave the you know, people taking it, they told them what the 8 subjects they were going to test. And what happened is the curve, fewer people passed because the people that were really, really smart, they just studied that instead of everything.
Right.
But no, I'm not surprised that, we better raise the standards.
The faculty letter said the SAT ACT mathematics requirement is not an obstacle to equity. Rather, it is a prerequisite for it. Failing to measure preparation gaps does not remove barriers. It moves them into a classroom, and they become even harder to overcome.
People, you know this from being a leader in the military. People perform to the standards we set for them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And if we tell people that they cannot meet standards, we are limiting them systemically. That is what systemic – if you want to talk about systemic racism, that's what it would be. If you're telling them that they can't compete and we need to – because you can't do this, we need to do something else for you. You're telling them they can't meet a standard.
Yeah.
Just help them meet the standard.
Expect them to meet the standard and give them the tools to do it.
They will.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, when people – people said this when they did away with it. This is what's going to happen. Sure enough, within 5 years.
It's been going on for 20.
Since they suspended them, you know, in 2020-21, this is what's happened in 5 years. Yeah. Okay, we got to take a break. We'll come back. Patrick's already started, so we'll be right back after the news with Attorney Patrick Gorman.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says it could be signed as soon as this weekend. A deal with Iran to end the war, fully reopen the Strait of Hormuz, and guarantee that Iran will not get a nuclear weapon.
We have a signing soon, and the documents are in pretty final shape. So we'll see. We'll see. Very good. Should be done. That should be done pretty quickly. They want it every bit as much as everybody else wants.
The president speaking at the White House after calling off plans to attack Iran again, possibly seizing Kargil.
President Trump is discussing why he believes Iran is now more willing to reach an agreement.
They've taken a pounding like very few people could take, and they want to make the deal a lot more than I do. We could have had it done the other way, I guess, but it would have taken longer. They got hit very hard recently, as you know, and I don't like to have to do things that way, but I felt it was necessary. It's a great deal for the United States and for the Middle East, and I think ultimately great for Iran because they'll be able to build up their country and their country.
Willie Nelson, The White House.
FISA is about to expire. That law allowing the U.S. to gather intelligence overseas runs out at midnight after congressional lawmakers left town without extending it. Cleanup getting underway following violent storms at battered parts of the Midwest. The Mid-Atlantic and parts of the Northeast took a pounding as well. The Mid-West, though, really got slammed with multiple tornadoes, including several confirmed tornadoes just outside of Chicago. More severe weather is possible today. History-making day on Wall Street. Elon Musk's SpaceX makes its debut on the NASDAQ exchange. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 522 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index trading 106 points higher, and the S&P is up 47. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Eczema, eczema, eczema. So many ads for eczema products. But those fancy TV ads don't mention that those prescription products can cost thousands of dollars. There's a smarter way. It's Exoderm for eczema and dermatitis. Exoderm costs less than $20. Yep, less than $20. You don't need a prescription, and it's available on the first aid aisle of your local store. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean, hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives or nasty chemicals. Exoderm, fast, effective relief from the itching and inflammation of eczema. This stuff really does work. Take back control. Heal eczema flares with soothing Exoderm Flare Control Cream. It's on the first aid aisle of your local drugstore, supermarket, and at Target and Walmart, too. Exoderm for eczema. Now that's smart.
Former South Korean President Yoon sentenced to 30 years in prison for a drone flight, number of them over North Korea's capital city, Pyongyang. The BBC's Jae Kwon is in Seoul.
The tension between two Koreas shot up in 2024 after a drone dropped leaflets over North Korean capital. It was the former president who sent the drone, expecting Pyongyang to strike back, the judge said. He wanted a military clash to justify a martial law planned later the same year. But Pyongyang did not strike, and Yoon declared martial law 2 months later. Yoon's defense minister and his military intelligence commander were also convicted and given 30 and 15 years in prison term.
Thousands of Puerto Ricans are struggling with water shortages so severe that the governor of the U.S. territory has activated the National Guard, and emergency responders are fielding calls every day. Officials have not publicly pinpointed the cause of the water shortage. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Trump Kennedy Center's Board of Governors mounting a last-minute bid to keep Mr. Trump's name on the iconic Performing Arts Center before today's court-ordered deadline to remove it.
The board voted Thursday to seek a stay of U.S. District Judge Christopher Cooper's May 29th ruling that said Trump's name was illegally added to the Kennedy Center. The formal request was filed late Thursday. Cooper ruled that only Congress could institute a change to the Kennedy Center's name and ordered references to Trump to be removed by Friday. He also blocked the administration from closing the cultural center and arts venue for major renovations that had been planned to start in July and last for 2 years. Tony Bennett in Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to allow Alabama to use nitrogen gas to execute a man. The justices refusing to lift an injunction blocking the state from carrying out the nation's ninth execution by that method. They declined to set aside lower court findings that it is unconstitutional. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Friday, the 12th of June, 8:05 in the morning. And the news top, at top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, welcome back to the show, Free Fire Radio, here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and the Bot, and streaming live at KCNRradio.com. And in fact, yesterday we got a phone call. You weren't here yesterday.
No, I wasn't.
Who was that calling? They were calling from, I want to say Europe.
Wow.
No, Norway. She was calling from Norway during the show because she was listening to us. And
did she live here before? Or
no, she lives here now. They were just on vacation in Norway. But she called in, wanted to talk about something. And we've had calls from Tahiti, Paris, Canada. We know people in Venezuela during, you know, that we do the Colt 45, you know, games. And two of the players were from Venezuela several years ago. Their families were listening to it there. They listened to it all in the United States. I will invariably get emails from moms and dads and grandparents thanking us for doing that so they can listen to their kids.
Or how to pronounce their last names correctly.
The big one was how to pronounce their names correctly, which I then passed on to Jacob. So Jacob, that might be, you know, I realized that some names are hard.
You're doing some, what's that, the little app where they teach, supposedly you learn another language. Have you been doing that?
Anyway, where was I going there with that? Oh, hi.
Oh, yeah.
It's National.
National Red Rose Day and National Movie Nights.
Movie Nights. We talked about movies. Have you been to a movie? Patrick Gorin,
no,
I guess.
You know, I got tickets at Costco. We were going to go see that Michael Jackson one, I think, but just didn't happen.
Linda wants to see that, too. We saw something. You know, what we usually do is we end up buying it, you know, on demand. Okay, everybody, you have to listen to it one more time, but just a short time. Project Hail Mary. Did you see that?
No, I heard about it.
You need to see
somebody
that.
Somebody just said something about it a couple days ago.
Well, if you get a chance, see that. It's well worth it.
Okay,
it's going to be sunny and hot today with a high near 107 degrees with a low around 74 tonight. Tomorrow cools down to 106. We've got heat advisories. We've got wind gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. Be careful out there. Whatever you do, don't go out in the middle of the day and cut your grass. You don't want sparks. You don't want fires. So be careful. The humidity's way down, and we've been getting this hot weather, so it's just ready. On Sunday, it's going to be only 105. Now, the hottest day so far is 108, and that'll be Monday, with a low around 75 at night. And then Thursday, it starts to cool off. It goes all the way down to 97.
Yes.
Hot weather. It's hot. And as you could say, it's damn hot. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been in the business close to 30 years, the Kenny family. Three generations of the Kennys are working there. They are locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. This is a local company that just provides outstanding service to its customers, my friends. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, really quick, I meant to tell you my favorite Elon Musk quote.
Okay.
When we were talking, he said, "Population growth means there will be more people." He's brilliant, man. He's brilliant.
We were talking earlier that when you get somebody that, you know, at Musk level or some of these physicists, you know, levels and all this, and or, you know, whatever, they are so far, when, you know, their mind works differently.
Right.
They grasp things. They see things. How difficult it must be at times talking to just normal people with, you know, with, you know, 127 IQ puts you in the top 4% of America. But they would, you know, talking to somebody with 127 IQ for these people would could be very difficult.
I bet they're drink a lot or something, right? Cause how do you be around a bunch of people like so much below, like that nobody understands what you're actually saying?
Yeah,
like
I mean, and
numb it, right?
And you've tried it, and we told the story how we had this one group three times come back to brief us and had to dumb it down so much right. each time that they probably thought they were talking with crayons at the end. But I mean, I had some real bright people.
When he
there.
Says, you know, if people have, you know, if people have children, then there'll be more people or whatever. What he's trying to say is, you know, he thinks of 20 different things beyond what we're understanding, right? It's,
yeah.
it's, you know.
Explain it to me like I'm a golden retriever.
Yeah.
There you go. You know, and there's some places you can, you know, you ask about, you know, a subject, and it's got three different ways. Describe it like you would a five-year-old. Describe it like you would a college student. Or, a college student, and then one that, or that, describe to me like I understand this. And invariably, I'll skip in between, I'll go in between five-year-old and college student.
I think he's also understanding the significance of it. I think that's kind of what you were talking about earlier, like wrapping your mind around what it means, right? And that, I think that's where it really comes into play.
Yeah, wrapping your mind about what a trillion is. Yeah. I mean, we use it all the time.
He understands what a trillion is, I'm sure.
Oh, he's going to be a trillionaire, first one. And it's like, well, let's take all those, they don't need that much money. Give them $100 million, that's enough. And you take all, you know, you just confiscate all the money. And what do you do? You pay off the national debt. Well, it would pay off a year, maybe two years in national debt.
We talked about this the first or second time I was on the show. The ends don't justify the means, okay? You got to do it. There is a process. There are rights. That doesn't exist. And we're just trying to solve problems, not follow the rules because you've got a quick, easy solution and who cares. Then there are no rules.
Just makes it worse.
I mean, you just don't, we got a problem. We're just going to do something we're not allowed to do to solve it. I mean, the ends don't justify the means. By any means necessary, when people say that, they terrify me.
Okay. So, hello, Patrick.
Good morning.
Good morning. I ran into one of your friends yesterday during the golf tournament. Or I don't know if he's a friend.
Yeah, he is. No, absolutely.
He's just a fine man. He's and he is on the other side of the workers' comp. And he had really nice things to say about you, and you've had really nice things to say about him. So even though that you two are on opposing sides, doesn't mean you don't respect the other one.
No, I think that's one. When I moved up here from the Bay Area, that was the biggest breath of fresh air, because in law school they talk a lot about civility. And actually at my commencement, the California Supreme Court Justice, her whole speech was about civility among attorneys and being cordial and not being gnarly and nasty to one another, not using the system to, you know, pump your egos up and fight, right? It's not about you guys. And it's not really observed in most places in California. But
right.
I came up here, and it is still, you know, lawyers do show each other respect. They just,
that's cool.
You don't even have to like the person, but you don't get into ad hominem. You don't make personal attacks. You are there to solve problems. Right? You can't solve problems. You're starting them if you're like being gnarly and nasty to people and lying and all of that. I really believe I have good mentorship, and I believe in the profession. I believe the profession is supposed to be exercise and practice in a way that, you know, what we think a lawyer should do, not the way that a lot of lawyers do. And by doing that, you always want to strive to be, you know, what's called a lawyer's lawyer. If you're a lawyer that another lawyer who knows you would send a family member to, then you're good. Then you're in the 5%, 10% of top lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a good job. It means you're doing things right. You're ethical and you know your job, and you're doing well. So that's always that goal that you should have professionally. That's more of an accomplishment than any settlement or case that I've won.
Sure. Well, you know, and here's the thing. The newest judge we have, I can't remember his name, but he has hair down to by the middle of his back. And when you look at him, you think, oh gosh, you know, we know where this is going, right? Didn't know the guy, didn't know anything about him. But Stephanie Bridget was on the show, and I asked about a new judge, and she's happy. She said, this guy is a straight shooter. He follows the law. You know, this, he's going to be a really good judge. So here I let myself look at his appearance because I didn't know anything about him.
Right.
And so now my whole idea on this guy, our newest judge, changed because I talked to somebody that actually worked with him and says that, no, he follows the law, he's straight, he's polite to people, and that's what you want. He follows the law.
I hope I don't get in trouble. I mean, like, there's some lawyers who wear bow ties who I really like and respect, but most people, when they think of a lawyer, they think of a bow tie and glasses and somebody who's just not relatable. I think that if you have a lawyer, you want a lawyer who has life experience, who has a personality, and has, you know, like passion and everything like that, who can connect with their clients. You don't want a robot. You know, you don't want, you know, the stereotypical lawyer. Well, I think actually, you know, when I think of lawyers, I also think of like overweight guys with red faces and stuff too, because it's a stressful job. But, you know, I think that having a lawyer with a little bit of life experience and character, you know, I mean, they're a person, you know, and they're going to, everybody has different, you know, strengths and weaknesses and styles, but they're authentic. I guess that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, you're looking for an authentic person that you can talk to, that you can relate with, especially your lawyer. Okay, we've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than the Windshield Whisperer, Jeff Wurst. That's right. For the best, call Wurst, right? Every one of his repairs, he guarantees for life of the windshield. That's right. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 8 inches, in, I'm sorry, 2 feet in length, he'll fix it and guarantee it for the life of the windshield. Car, truck, SUV, or RV, bring your vehicle down. If you're not sure, he will provide you a free inspection and analysis. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. He takes it into a climate-controlled area. He fixes it quickly for a very fair price, and you're on your way. He's located at 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 530-241-8373. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Can't say enough about them. And we'll be right back with Patrick Gorman. Turn it off.
Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the West to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Reading for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Don. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings their signature Texas Americana sound to Reading for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at cascadetheater.org.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billy, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Enjoy fun with the whole family with Reading Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. Come down to the 19th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 14th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do the things that maybe I'll just lay me down right for 100 years.
I love that song. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Hey, a couple of things are happening here. On the 27th of June, come early and enjoy the fun outside the Cascade Theater on June 27th. Food and drinks, catch live music, and connect with friends before heading inside to the Ranches with Wolves benefit concert featuring Uncle Lucius and Claire Dunn at 7 p.m. Get your tickets now and support a great cause at cascadetheater.org. What this is ranchers have been, their cattle herds have been decimated by the wolves. And people say, well, they get remuneration for this. They get payments. No, they don't. One, that it takes months if you get one. Two, you have to prove that it was a wolf that did it. And calves, if they take a calf down, there's nothing left. Or they'll take it, and by the time you find it, you cannot positively prove it was a wolf. So they are suffering depredations. And now with the cost of beef going up, because the herd level is the lowest it's been since 1957, and you can't rebuild the herd if they're taken out by wolves. So this is a benefit concert for them. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be on June 27th. Yeah. So, hey, my guest is Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. And that's another subject all in itself. I mean,
it happened with COVID, with tenants, right? Nobody could evict a tenant whether they were paying or not. And
yeah,
when they do this kind of stuff, at some point, it results in self-help, right? People take matters in their own hand. And so you have to have a process. You have to have a remedy. I don't understand that logic. I mean, this is foundational. You have a set of laws. But if you tell people that they can't access their rights under those laws,
yeah,
they're going to do something else because, I mean, they're losing everything. And the people that are saying you can't do anything about it aren't giving you a way to fix it.
They don't give you a way out.
Yeah.
The state of California realized how bad this was and is, and it's growing because
there's the wolves, right?
Well, when there's plenty of food, there's usually just one breeding pair in a wolf pack. But she can have 8 or 9 cubs, you know, during times of plenty. Where there's food's not a problem. So now you've got another 8 or 9 cubs, and let's just say half of them live. Let's say that 4 of them live. That then they, as they get bigger, they break out into their own packs, And the state of California realized we've lost control of this one pack and took four of them out, killed four of them, because they were just totally decimating the area. Everything else they've tried just hasn't worked. So
same thing with like the Klamath River, right? They took down the, and it's like, you know, you're trying to revive an ecosystem that has been, you know, just out of the, you know, hasn't existed for so long.
Since probably 1920, maybe, in California.
So 100 years later, you're trying to revive this, you know, portion of that ecosystem in a different ecosystem, and it's just not going to work out the way.
Well, they use the Yellowstone National Park as an example. They reintroduced wolves there. And in that case, what happens is that the wolves keep the elk moving. They keep them in the closer herds. And so what happens is along the riverbanks, things start growing back, beavers came back. So it can work in a very controlled environment.
Right,
like
where
that.
You don't have people utilizing the land.
Right. Yeah. And so, but when you get out away from that, then things change.
Yeah.
Where people are afraid to let their kids go out and play.
And whether people like it or not, I mean, we have tons of public land, right? I mean, California, like 20% of California is like national or state land. But, you know, it's so you have that, but property law is supposed to promote efficient utilization of land, right?
Yeah.
And not hoarding land and not, you know, that's why they preserve it. That's why we have national parks, right? So people are supposed to utilize the land. That's the foundation of our society.
Yeah. Okay. So what's going on in the legal world? And, you know,
there is a ton of stuff that's about to change in workers' comp. That's for sure. I think
good things, bad things.
Well, some of it's good. They're going to raise the permanent disability payments like significantly, like 50%. I've got to look at some of this stuff. It's all proposed now, but they haven't. So right now, if you are injured, you get up to 2 years of temporary disability. That's based on your earnings, and it does cap out at a certain level, but. After that's gone, or after you're permanent and stationary, you get permanent disability. It has been at the same rate since 2014, $290 a week. It has not gone up. So, if you can't go back to work and you've run out of temporary disability, you're living on $290 a week.
So how long is temporary disability good for?
It's a maximum of 2 years, a maximum of 104 weeks.
So I've got one of my employees is getting ready to have a knee operation. Mm-hmm. She's going to be off for 2 months.
Okay.
She should put in then for disability?
So it depends on the cause, right? So there's state disability for anything that's, you know, work-related is temporary disability under work comp. But if it's not work-related, yeah, under FMLA and every paycheck that gets deducted.
Well, this is a knee operation. It didn't have anything to do with us.
So every single paycheck, they take a little bit out and they put it into an SDI account. That is her account. So she would file for state disability benefits. She goes online to EDD. There's SDI and UI, unemployment insurance, short-term disability insurance. You go on SDI, you fill everything out. And then your doctor fills out the rest, and then you kind of got to chase EDD now, chase them down. They used to be very effective at it. You got to chase them down now because I think they went broke during COVID with all those extra payments they were paying.
No fraud and abuse in that group.
I mean, you know, I represented this big chain of Burger Kings down in L.A., L.A. County. And, you know, I didn't blame the guys for you could just say I'm not working because I don't want to get COVID. And they were getting more, you know, on unemployment because it was whatever you were making plus 600.
So they could just say, I'm not working because of COVID and they're going to make more money.
I just hope they use it to get ahead. Hopefully they went to school or something.
I'm not sure that's fraud, but I'm
talking. No, that's not fraud.
No.
Yeah.
But the amount of fraud we're starting to see. I mean, we're talking about tens and tens of millions of dollars in different states. California has got, there has to be over $1 billion in fraud here.
I have a case where the state agency somehow was issuing somebody paychecks. They hadn't been at work in a year, so they got disability payments for that year from the state. They converted over to disability payments from the administrator, right? So it's no longer coming directly from this agency. And they started just paying him salary, even though he never logged into the system and hadn't been in a year. They just paid him salary. And it's like, you know, we know there's overtime fraud. We know there's all kinds of stuff like that. But like, how simple is that to not have that be a problem where, hey, this person doesn't log into their computer, so we're not going to give them a paycheck? And I don't think anybody really cares. Because if they shut down the money, then they don't get the money, right? They want to continue to spend. So it does not promote efficiency. It does not promote savings.
The bureaucracy is there.
Yeah. The bureaucracy will always survive.
Saying, but the bureaucracy, they are there to ensure that this money is not being spent on fraud and it's being spent the right way. But they get paid And I'm not saying everybody, we have wonderful civil servants, yeah, but there's a number of them. They go in there and punch the clock. They know they're going to get paid every 2 weeks, and they take the easiest way, and they will approve things, and then you don't check on them. And then what it costs, yeah, is it costs us kind of like double because we're paying that guy. Then we're paying the guy that's supposed to be watching it, and he's not doing it.
There's a difference. So it's different than the military. In my observation, you will never be in a managing role very far. You'll never be more than a mid-level manager, more for the most part, if you're there to fix problems.
Uh-huh.
Because the system feeds on funding. And fixing problems reduces funding. And fixing problems also makes people look bad. And whenever, you know, unfortunately, government employees, as soon as there's a problem, they got to burn somebody alive. I mean, they literally have to crucify stuff. I don't know why. You know, instead of just being like, hey, let's learn from our mistake, they're like, oh, we got to throw somebody under the bus. So they do that. It's
called the human sacrifice.
What's changing now that AI is doing some of those tasks?
There's less oversight. It's much faster. So if there's already a problem that's existing and AI is somehow a flaw in the programming because somebody didn't consider it, or AI is exploiting this situation because it's designed to do something else and this helps that go forward, it gets much bigger, much faster, right? So if there's a problem and AI didn't exist, it would be a problem. But because AI is there, it just spreads out and it just stacks on other things, right? It just keeps pushing and pushing it and
finds new ways of giving away money.
Yeah. So everybody's using AI. I mean, I don't think a Russell 1000 corporation is not running on algorithms.
Well, like I just said, one of the problems we're having with the UC system, besides the kids aren't prepared to go into college, is the use of AI for their thesis or for their introduction letters.
Yeah.
But I thought there was also AI out there that could pick up AI, that they could read it and say, this is an AI produced.
And so that is like, who's got the better program?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Okay, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot. I used to say from the old Lucky Miller's, but it looks like Submarama's going to move in there. So we can talk about that. I've been going there since I moved to Reading in 07. They've been there since 1967. It's a great place. It's a barbershop, my friends. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. One of the things I really like about it, besides the two barbers and the atmosphere in there, is I can make an appointment that works on my schedule, and I can do it by going to Booksy and putting in Reading and Cypress Square Barbershop, and I can set up my appointment, and it sends me a confirmation, and it sends me an email that day reminding me of it. Or if you don't want to be into the tech part, you can call them at 530-244-9478. Make that appointment. Great haircuts, great atmosphere, man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Patrick Gorman.
Keeping your head above water, making a way when you can.
Temporary layoffs.
Good times.
Easy credit ripples.
Good times.
Scratching and surviving.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees. Many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees. All on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year after year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Friday, my friends. It's Friday, the 12th of June, 8:36 in the morning. It's only going to be 107 today. So be prepared. Don't leave anything in your car. Not your pup, not your kids for sure. You know, on my truck, if I open up the back door, throw something in there, drive to wherever I'm going, when I stop, an alarm goes off. And it says, look in the back seat.
Oh.
Isn't that something?
That is awesome.
Yeah. No, that is something. And, you know, sometimes it's Buford. So, but be careful when you're out there. If your car doesn't warn you about it, take a look in the back seat. You know, some people say, well, if you put something like a teddy bear in the front seat, then it'll remind you to look in the back seat. I don't get that. You know, you put your child in the back seat. That should be kind of like really up in the top one thing that you'd be thinking of. Unfortunately, yeah. I've already seen one child that's died this year.
Really?
It's back east. So be aware of that. It's going to be up to 107 today. And besides the heat advisory, we're going to have wind gusts of up to 23 miles per hour. That's what should scare you. Now, hey, on a Father's Day tradition sponsored by Chapter 157 of the Experimental Aircraft Association, the 37th Aviation Day. It's going to be Sunday, June 21st, a week from this Sunday, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Benton Field Airport. Modern and vintage aircraft on display, experimental warbirds and CHP aircraft. You can take flights from, or helicopter flights. They're available. You have to pay for those. And you can fly the flight simulator, though. Now, all of this is free. However, if you want to have a good breakfast there, eggs, sausage, and more, that goes from 7 to 11 a.m., and that's a $10 breakfast. Kids 5 to 12, you get $5. Under 5 are free. For more information, call 537-356-2957. Okay, this is a great event. It's a lot of fun. If you get a chance, up Benton Airfield, right up the road here. Our guest is Patrick Gorman, who is attorney at law, and when it comes to workers' comp. And you said there's going to be changes. They're going to raise the amount of money. Right. They hadn't changed since 2014.
Yeah.
So for people that are on disability?
It won't change for people. It's going to be based on injuries.
Okay.
Going forward. So it'll probably start, it'll probably tier it in. So the highest, you know, that's what they did last time. So it'll probably go up to one amount on January 1st and then go up to another amount maybe a year or two after that to the max amount.
Okay.
But then they won't change it for like another 10 years.
So I had an example. One of our people was going to have a knee operation. She's going to be out for 2 months. So she. Yeah.
That's separate than what workers
right,
call
right,
yeah.
No, this is different. It wasn't injured at work or anything yeah. like that. So, but she should take advantage of this because she's been paying into it.
Right.
For,
so hers
for
is
years.
Different. So EDD pays. Basically, so workers' comp has temporary disability. EDD is similar to temporary disability.
Uh-huh.
EDD lasts for about a year. It has like a set amount in the account. If you've worked for 5 consecutive quarters or 4 consecutive quarters out of 5, you have a fully funded account. It is based on that average earnings. It's about 60% of those earnings tax-free for short-term disability under EDD.
Mm-hmm.
So that's if so she's going to get FMLA, right? If she's going out on medical leave, and then she'd be entitled to disability. And so you just go on the website. EDD website, you fill out everything, your date of disability and everything is going to be based on when you stopped working, and then your doctor, you have to put their name, your doctor then has to go in and fill out their portion, and I think you have to renew it every 3 months or something like that to extend it. But yeah, so yeah, I mean, you pay into it your whole life, and many people never need it, and some
yeah.
people do, but not multiple times. So yeah, I mean, it's an insurance policy. There's even cases on it where people left the state, and the state tried to not give it to them, and they're like, wait a minute, like this... You took it from me while I was in the state. I'm disabled. That's a lot of reasons. That's why people move, because they need help, and that's where their family
yeah.
is, right? And so they were able to, you know, they said, no, this is basically an insurance policy that the state mandates everybody to have.
Okay, so even if you move out of state, you can get it, supposedly.
Yeah, so as long as you've been paying into it.
As long as you've been paying into it.
And I think the complications are also getting a doctor, you know, it's hard to get a doctor in another state to fill out California paperwork,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
But yes, you are entitled to receive payments out of state, and, you know, so sometimes people, I'll have to do this sometimes in my cases, because when your temporary disability is over, you still have a short-term disability account with EDD.
Yeah.
Right? So, they'll have to somehow coordinate getting the doctor here to fill out that paperwork.
One of the reasons I love having Pat come on is because I can throw legal questions at him, and you never miss a beat. So, this, of course, is about workers' comp. This is your expertise. What do you think about these plans that you've seen in Washington State and some places back east, where they're talking about taxing people, like the billionaires tax,
yeah.
where they backdate it to January 1st, 2026,
yeah.
which means, and I'm not talking like a super billionaire.
Yeah,
I'm talking about somebody that, you know, they've lived in the same house for 30 years, 40 years. You know, they've sold their house. They're having to move closer maybe to their family as they've gotten older. And what it says is they can take a percentage of that amount because it's over $1 million. Say they sell it for 1.5.
I don't think so.
Even though
we're talking about like their equity, right? Like unrealized
gains.
Yeah,
they sell the house they make the money, but they move on January 2nd, and this new law makes it retroactive back to January 1st, even if it hadn't passed.
I don't know if that's ex post facto laws, that doesn't really apply here. That's criminal, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, they can make retroactive application laws. They could say, hey, you are entitled, your entitlements to that back then are now different because of now going forward,
mm-hmm.
right? Going forward. You know, you can treat things differently, you know, going forward, but I at some point taxation becomes a due process violation, right? At some
right.
point it's too much,
yeah.
right? At some point it's no longer a legitimate purpose that's being advanced. It becomes arbitrary and capricious, right? And that's the standard under these taxation rules. And, you know, a lot of people thought, hey, you know, you can't tax me for this, you can't tax me for that. And they can. You know, they have a lot of power to tax. I mean, I don't know if that's what we intended with the 21st Amendment or whatever. I don't know if that's what was intended by it. But, the amendment allowing taxation, right?
Yeah. Personal income tax.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, you know, it's supposed to be like a small tax on very few people, right? And it's really expanded, but, you know, Article 1 of the Constitution allows Congress, and then the state has their own powers under the 10th Amendment, and, you know, they can tax, but I think that they can't tax, you know, moving, right? There's the opposite of this is addressed where they would not, it would not allow people to receive like welfare benefits if they just moved to the state, right? So people were moved, like over in the East Coast where the states are all close together, people would jump from state to state based on the welfare benefits. Like this over here in Philadelphia, they get a bump and they move from New Jersey to Philadelphia and set up residency there so they could get an increase, right?
Right.
And they're saying you know, you can't prohibit that because it restrains them from free movement across the United States, right?
Right.
So wouldn't this do the same thing?
It seems like it. Now, what about this? Can you say, you know, you've worked your whole life in California, you paid your taxes, you know, and you move. Can the state continue to tax you, can they?
No, they can't. They no longer have jurisdiction over you. But what they're talking about doing is taxing people who have state pensions.
Yeah.
So that would be a condition of their MOUs, right? Their memorandum of understanding. It would be a contractual obligation. So if they left the state, and I don't think it's going to happen. Look, the Public Employees Union is the only union that has any kind of real grit around here in power, right? They do. I mean,
sure.
The people that are voting for it are in that union, right? So,
right.
They appoint, you know, a lot of these political appointees are from the SEIU, right? So it's not going to happen, but it would have to be by contract. They can't just keep taxing somebody.
Yeah, you can't tax somebody that leaves because, you know, the old, you know, taxation without representation, you're no longer living there.
So it becomes a matter of jurisdiction. So if you're no longer in the jurisdiction of California, they no longer have the ability to tax you. The state you're in has the ability because you're using those resources, those roads, those, you know, public services. So
yeah.
They can't keep taxing you. So this came up with the Super Bowl, right? So they set up this rule.
Yes.
So they set up a rule with athletes where they're like, whatever you make while you're in the state, we get to tax.
Yeah.
Well, the guy just happened to get a huge bonus from the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
His tax on that was – it pushed his taxes some more than he made, right? And so it becomes excessive to the point where it's a violation of due process.
Talking about here is athletes that come in to play in that state. So you've got – and if the Super Bowl is in the state, and let's just say, you know, though you'll never see it, the Cowboys against the Browns, you'll never see that. That's an example I'm using. They play here in San Francisco. They not only get their regular income tax from their state and feds, the state now hits them for the 5 days they're here. You know, if they're here for 5 days or 6 days getting ready for the game. And the example that Patrick was talking about, I think it was one of the quarterbacks, ends up not making any money at all.
He made
no money, had to pay, and because of the way the taxation system was. So every athlete that plays in this state gets taxed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but on the flip side, every athlete who plays professional sports files a workers' compensation claim in California.
No, they do.
Even if they play for Denver or whatever, yeah, they file a workers' compensation claim in California because they played games in California. They want jurisdiction in California for workers' comp.
I did not know that.
So they do utilize her. But, you know, so just again, these taxes are to prevent wealth from leaving the state.
Yeah.
It's intended specifically. I mean, I think they even said it. And that is, like, hands down, it's a violation of the U.S. Constitution. I mean, you have the free right to travel. And to leave
to
this California.
To
you have free travel. And so that is our – I mean, I think it's going to get thrown out.
Okay. Did my sound just go off?
Anybody? Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, am I sounding okay?
Yeah, you're fine.
Sound great, Carl.
Test. Okay.
I hear you.
You can hear me okay. All right. Okay, well, we got to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Never been a more perfect pair than bacon and beer. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino's 12th annual Bacon and Brew Fest and put that back to the test. On June 19th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and tapping your feet to live music. Tickets are just $40 plus fee. For details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you.
Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Hey, welcome back to Freeport Radio here in the studios, Casey and Mark. I got two tickets to Taste of Reading I'm going to give away right now. Taste of Reading, it's going to be this Sunday. These are $60 tickets. It's going to be running from 12 to 4 p.m. out at the City of Reading Sculpture Garden. It's going to be all types of food and alcoholic beverages and non-alcoholic beverages, and somebody's calling. So you think, oh my gosh, I don't have a chance for this. Well, in about 2 minutes from now, I'm going to give away two more. Yeah, I neglected to give them away in the last segment. Our guest is Patrick. Do we have two phone calls going? He's answering.
He's got two phones up to his head like a stockbroker.
Yeah. Okay. our guest today is Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Gorman Comp Law is his website. He's out of Palo Cedro. He's built the largest workers' compensation law office in, north of Sacramento now.
Anthony is starting over July 1st with us. Anthony, my son. He's in law school. He's going to come and start working July 1st.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Going to be like a clerk or something?
No, he'll be, so in workers' comp, they have like hearing, right? He'll be like a law clerk, but he's actually going to be learning. You know, he's going to be, doing stuff. I mean,
well, that's great. So you have your son in there too.
I can't wait.
He's could be Gorman Gorman?
Gorman Law. Yeah.
Gorman Law.
Well, you know, at some point, we maybe will change, you know, won't be a,
if it makes
won't be
enough
a DBA.
Money, and, if he makes enough money, let him buy it in. And he can buy you a 40.
He's my son. He winds up getting gifted in, right?
40, maybe a 50-foot yacht this time.
Like a Beneteau 50?
Yeah.
Wish you had us? Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
And then we can all go down to the Caribbean. Yeah. Okay. Gosh, there's just, you know what, with the elections and everything, Hilton is going to be running against Becerra. And here's what Patrick, you see all sides of it, and you can explain these things. The state of California is in trouble. Is that a fair statement?
Okay, so, I mean, the vote harvesting thing, there's a pending legislation right now where they're saying no law enforcement officer, whether they have a judicial warrant or not, can seize ballots now. There's something weird. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. Do you mean like the future of California?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Homelessness, I'm looking at The, you know, for 18 years, maybe, yeah, at least 18 years, it's been all Democrat,
right.
All supermajority, all of this, and we are not in good straits right now.
Right.
What is the mindset of people that will continue to vote for the same people that put us there?
They don't care. They don't care.
Do you really think they don't care or they just don't understand?
Well, saying they don't understand is another way of saying they don't agree with me because I care, right?
Okay.
I think that at the end of the day, a lot of people don't want to think about it because they got enough stuff to deal with, you know, enough problems on their plate. They don't want to deal with this.
You clean that one up real quick.
It's unfixable. I think it changes, right? So we had a lot of corporations kind of running the show, right? Societally. And then we kind of switched that for a lot of nonprofits running the show, right? So that's where we've seen this shift, right? So the reason there's so much homelessness is because there's a lot of money to be made in providing benefits to homeless people. But that got shut off through USAID. There's a lot of social security numbers that we're trying to get voter rolls to clean that kind of stuff up. That's going to change kind of funding mechanisms and stuff.
Well,
California gets
just one proposition or measure is that you have to show an ID to vote.
That's only for the county.
I think it's going to be on the state. I think it made enough. But if that's the case, that means you have to have positive ID to vote.
Carl, we made it constitutionally prohibited. We prohibited affirmative action under the California state constitution in like 1996. The government gets to decide what laws they're going to enforce and not.
California ever going to get fixed?
Yeah. We got to raise our younger ones. Yeah, just focus on what you can do. Don't just shake your fist at the TV and complete. Make the change you can. Like create goodness. Promote. You have to offset bad stuff with good stuff. So raise people right. Mentor people. Don't raise them to be hateful or don't just complain to them. Teach them, and they're gonna find their opinions are going to be similar because they're gonna have the same values because they're going to have good mentorship. So we have to mentor people. We have to have kids. A lot of people aren't having kids now because what's the point?
That's another problem.
Don't leave the state. How about that? Don't move to Idaho.
I have a question. Alex, do we give away the tickets?
We did.
Okay. I've got two more tickets up. And we had a lot of phone calls, right? Well, the phones were lit up. Okay, you ready? I have two more tickets to Taste of Reading. So if you call and the lines were busy, you can call again, 530-605-45. You got them.
Those tickets are hot. That's another thing.
It's a great event.
When people leave, it's like, okay, first off, I mean, everybody else is leaving too. It's just the people where you're going, the people aren't very happy because folks from LA are following you. But when people are like, I don't like how things are here, so I'm going to leave, there's problems everywhere you go.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Always.
You're bailing on your community. People leaving is a problem. People not having kids is a problem. And then us not taking the time to mentor the youngsters because we just feel like they don't understand or whatever. Be patient. It's going to take two generations, three generations. But
it will.
It can be fixed.
It will. Somewhere in there, and you've got to give your bona fides. You've got to give your basis there that they can grow on, and you've got to mentor them and help them. Now.
By doing. Not by
I'm just going to throw this one in because of something I saw the other day. China is already lost, and here's why. Remember when they went through that thing for birth control?
Having girl babies? They're going to population crash.
Yeah, their population is crashing right now, and it's going to. They don't know if they can recover from this one because they have so few women in China.
But they make it very attractive to immigrate there at some point because they're going to need the labor force to produce, infrastructure. They built a massive infrastructure to support 1.5 billion people, and they got to have somebody to use it and to run it.
They don't have children now.
India surpassed them. India has more people now. They share a border. They both have nukes. India's a big dog. Apple moved to India.
India is the largest democracy in the world.
Yeah. No, I mean, they are going to be the up and coming. They are going to take over China. I mean, they're not take over, but they're going to be, what China is now. They're going to be our biggest competitor / ally, right? We're going to wind up having to be so intertwined with them that we don't wind up killing each other, right?
No, we don't want that.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for coming on today.
I don't want to go outside, Carl. It's like 90.
At least 90.
Yeah, I think it was like 85 when I got out of my car.
It says on the computer here 80, but they're always off a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm heading out after the show. We're going to head out to the horse, not the ride, because by the time I got back, it'd be over 100. But to
dusty
make sure she's okay and take her out, let her run around, spray her down. So which is what I'll hope somebody will do to me today. Take me back and spray me down.
God, when you were a kid, it was just so great because a sprinkler was enough, right?
That was
all we needed to have fun,
that
right?
That was it.
Just turn the sprinklers on.
Okay, now people, if you won these tickets, you got to come on down today and pick them up. And I'd be here.
I told them before 11.
Before 11, yeah, because I've got people sick, I got people off, and so I'd be here before 11. Just come on down, and somebody will be here.
Those tickets are hot. I've never seen the phones ring so fast.
Oh, you know what? We can give away anything here. I was going to give away organic fertilizer from Modena, the horse. And I wonder if I, just 5 pounds to put in your garden. Organic.
You could bring like a paper bag to the...
We've got some old stools in the back we could give away.
No, I'm going to put it in a paper box and just say Odina Organic Manure. And it's giveaway 5 pounds of it. No, I'm not doing that. No, don't call. Don't call. Not yet. Maybe next week. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful weekend. If all of you got these tickets for Taste of Reading, just have a wonderful time. You'll probably see Linda and I out
there. I'll be there.
Pat will be out there with Jill. So have a good weekend. It's going to be hot. Take care. Stay hydrated, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.